League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Hey, if you've suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-322-HURT. That's 713-322-HURT. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
It's John and Lance.
Do you have any, is there any intelligence out there at all?
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, so it's Thursday. We got football tonight, NFL football. Jets and Patriots. When are the Jets going to look like the Jets? When are the Jets going to look like the team that acquired Aaron Rodgers?
You mean what we expected?
Yeah.
They may not. They were talking about that on the show before ours about Aaron Rodgers as a game manager. And, game manager is not a bad word. It's not a bad phrase. You're just
ask if Aaron Rodgers if he wants to be known as a game manager.
Aaron Rodgers has never been a game manager. He's been a special elite talent, one of the best quarterbacks we've ever seen. So this would be a different role for him. But sometimes, as a matter of fact, the Jets, frankly, are not. Yes, they have Breece Hall is really good. Braylon Allen appears to be pretty good, the rookie running back. Garrett Wilson has not been a factor down the field. And some of that is the too high safety taking away the deep ball. But they got to get Garrett Wilson more involved in intermediate throws. Like, they got to get him. You know, the too high safety look gives you 15-yard throws. That's a chunk play. Why not take advantage? Well, it's not actually by passing standards, but I would take it. I would take that all day. Right now, the Jets are not a team that is explosive at all. Their other wide receivers are just kind of eh. Alan Lazard was one of the guys Aaron wanted, but he's not a guy that gets open easily. He'll be covered. Mike Williams, when he gets back, he's old now. He's not going to be anything special. They need to start using Malachi Corley, I think, who's a catch and run specialist. I think they need to start getting him involved, but we'll see.
All right. The Texans are 1.5 now favorites over the Minnesota Vikings at Minnesota.
I guess you don't believe nah, because they keep going. The number keeps coming down. I guess do you believe nah?
Yeah.
You're going to. I was thinking about this. This game is going to determine if the Texans are a 13-win team or a 10-win team. If they don't win this game, they're probably more like a 10-win team. The schedule will catch up with them here and there. They'll go 10-7. If they win this, they're going to be a 13-win team and fighting for the number one spot in the. And it may seem like a little thing, but this is one of these trip-up spots where a not-good team would come in there. Like, San Francisco got rolled. And I'm not saying they're not a good team, but they got rolled. You just saw that happen. They just whipped you in an offense that's similar to yours. So Bobby Slowick's got to be going to school on, okay, what did Brian Flores do? Because we're going to, and Brian Flores, you know, specifically designed a defense to beat what Purdy and Shanahan does. So now they laid the blueprint out there for what they're going to do. So if Bobby Slowick, he needs a game plan that CJ needs to play well, you got a better pass rush than. Well, you don't really have a better pass rush than San Francisco necessarily. You might. Actually, you might.
Yeah, you. Well, listen. I mean,
Sam Darnold cannot win.
Is there a better start 3-0? Is there a pair in the NFL of defensive ends that you'd rather have than Hunter and Anderson?
Would you still rather
TJ Watt and Alex Highsmith are pretty good.
Would you still rather have? They're older, Bosa and Mack.
Who?
Bosa and Mack.
No. Joey Bosa's never healthy. Well, is he even playing right now? Is he in an IR somewhere?
No, I believe he's playing right now.
Bosa and Mack are pretty good, but they're older.
Who's on the other side of Nick Bosa?
It was Chase Young, and now it's not. I don't know. Let me look. Who do they have there now? That's a good question.
And just to be clear, Joey Bosa has 2 sacks through 2 games. So, but he is questionable coming up here. But he, but he has played his first.
He's already questionable.
I was going to say no.
Leonard Floyd is on the other side.
Leonard Floyd, yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty sporty too. Leonard Floyd and
I'd still rather have Bosa. Anderson and Hunter than any of them.
So, I don't think Hunter's a great run stopper. Of course, neither is Leonard Floyd. And you know the talk is that that Hunter may not play as many early downs once Autry gets back. He may be a defensive end, and he may be playing power end actually, and not defensive tackle.
Yeah,
you may see him playing some of that, and then move down to rush inside on third downs. That's some of the talk right now. That's the scuttlebutt, is that you may see Autry playing base end to stop the run on early downs, and then Hunter comes in just to rush.
Hunter, well, how many? Well, I think his percentage was about 80% of the plays last. Well, in week one, he played 80% of the plays. So he's, you know, he's going to be out of the. He's not. It's not going to.
I saw some good reps from Derek Barnett.
Yeah,
I saw him have some good reps the other day. This is, yeah, I mean the rush for the Texans, and you look at the interior defensive line, and they're getting sacks. They're getting after the quarterback.
Yeah, Edwards is getting in there, and Foley's a little banged up again now. He I think he sat yesterday too. So that's not a good thing because they need to stay beefy in there. Yeah, Autry is not a defensive tackle. That's the thing about
him. He's a 3-4 defensive end. He's like he's a tweener.
Yeah.
So I mean, for D'Amico, I think the best way because he's not as big as Mario Edwards. So I mean, yeah. So I think the best way to play him might be early down defensive end. It may be playing both positions. We'll see. But I think he's going to be some early down defensive end so you can stop the run. And then here comes Hunter on the field. You get to keep him fresh. He gets to rush a passer. And that's I think that's what he's going to be. Danielle Hunter is going to be a quarterback hunter. That's what his role is.
Desperate. Okay, we're not in this category. We're one of the rich. How about the poors right now? Baltimore, 0-2. Desperate. Going to Dallas. Who... After last week and they're at the ass kicking the Saints game, might feel like they're a little bit desperate right now. They're 1-1 and they don't look good. They don't look good. Cincinnati 0-2, hosting Washington on Monday Night Football. Jacksonville desperate, right? They're 0-2. They're at Buffalo. That's not a good way. That's not a good place to be when you're desperate.
Only six teams, talking about the Ravens and some of the other teams you're mentioning, only six teams have made the playoffs after starting 0-3. Only six teams have been able to do that. Yeah.
Really?
The 81 Jets, they finished 10-5-1. The 82 Buccaneers, their final record is 5-4. That was a scrub season. You got 11 of the Chargers, the 92 Chargers. They finished 11-5. You got the 95 Detroit Lions. They finished 10-6. Would that have been Fonts? Maybe. Then you've got the 98 Bills, 10-6. And then finally, you've got the 2018.
They end up going to the Houston, Super Bowl. They went to the Super Bowl, didn't they?
And finally, you got the 2018 Houston Texans. They started 0-3 under Bill O'Brien, and the great Bill O'Brien took them to an 11-5 record. Remember?
Yeah,
we were here for that.
9 straight wins.
Yeah, and for some reason, we never believed.
No one cared. Who could overcome an 0-3 start? Best, probably Baltimore
Ravens. Who are the other ones?
Cincinnati, 0-2, but they're playing Washington this week. I don't feel like they're going to be
at home.
0-2.
At home or on the road?
Yeah. I mean, decent teams that are 0-2 right now. What about the Colts? They can't survive 0-3.
They can't survive 0-3.
And there's no way. Tennessee can survive 0-3.
Your answer is the Ravens.
The Giants can't survive 0-3.
The Giants couldn't survive 2-1.
Jacksonville's 0-3. Are they cashed? Are they done?
I think so.
They're at Buffalo on Monday.
I mean, it's a soft division, so you can beat opponents in your own division.
Now, if the Texans start 3-0, it ain't soft anymore.
But, I mean, Deshaun Watson beat you at your home.
Yeah.
That's like the measure of trouble. If Deshaun Watson's able to beat you nowadays, I know he's one of the highest paid quarterbacks in the history of the world. But when Deshaun Watson beats you, it's a sign that you're in major trouble.
Yep. Yep.
And he didn't play, you know, poorly. It's like he beat you with two punt returns and a defensive, you know, interception pick six. He actually helped to move the ball some. He wasn't terrible.
And that's a big plus.
Yeah. You lost to Deshaun Watson.
That is a huge upgrade for him.
You didn't lose to just the defense, which they got a really good defense, obviously Cleveland does, but you didn't lose to just the defense. You lost to actually Deshaun Watson. I mean, look at this. I mean, this is good. Quarterback rating of 78.8. He threw for 186 yards, no touchdowns, but no interceptions.
Yeah.
I mean, that's pretty good for him.
No, that's real good.
No touchdowns, but no interceptions. For the year, he's got one touchdown and two interceptions, which is, you know. But if Deshaun beats you, it's really a problem. Look, how many yards did he run for? 5 carries for 20 yards, but he rushed for a touchdown.
You're looking at the micro. Sure, Deshaun won a game, but he continues to help the trend of ending the tyranny of the white quarterback. He took out another one on Sunday. So the agenda remains. Jacob, me and you.
Wait, what right happened?
Here. Oh, well, he beat Trevor beating. Lawrence.
Yeah, oh, he took out another white quarterback, just proving Jacob's point.
Yep.
So,
yeah.
Well, no, Trevor we're Lawrence. We're thriving. We ain't leaning on Trevor Lawrence.
He's one of yours,
here.
Though.
Okay.
He's one of yours.
Josh Allen. Go beat Josh Allen. We'll
I
see.
Love how Civil War quarterback is now a thing.
Sorry. We keep winning.
Yeah. Oh, can he beat Derek Carr? No.
No. Yeah.
No.
Derek Carr might be the best in the league right now.
The best quarterback in the league ain't okay. He's
Derek
white.
His
Carr
name is Derek.
And real white.
You think the best quarterback
Derek,
in the league
but it's
is Derek Carr?
CK at the
look
end.
Look at the stats. Stats don't lie. Okay. The numbers don't lie. That, though.
Those 200 yards he threw for against the Cowboys got y'all excited.
The 200.
You claiming Derek Carr?
Yeah. We always have. I've never doubted Derek Carr.
Yeah. That's right.
Mm. Yeah. Okay. Just wait.
You know,
you want to stick
Kyler
with Derek
Murray.
Carr all year?
Yeah, you can have Kyler Murray. We'll take Derek Carr.
Yeah, Kyler Murray.
We don't
Murray.
Want Will Levis either.
That's yours.
Is he, though?
Yes.
Is he white?
Will Levis?
Yeah.
What do you mean, is he, though?
I don't know.
What else could he be?
Are
oh,
you
come
though?
On in. Come on in.
What questions do you have? Hold
on, Joe, all right, are you coming?
Get
Let's
that
go.
Chair. Get that chair.
All right, Melissa's here.
Get that chair. Okay. Now, this time
on,
yesterday... At this time yesterday, turn on all the mics. I don't know, Dale. Whatever works.
Whatever that one is.
This time yesterday, turn that one on, John. What? You said that if our listener, we asked you yesterday, are you going to come to our listener party?
Yes.
Because you're on the same
Melissa floor. Melissa Blanco is with us. For those of you that weren't here yesterday, she came in studio.
She's on Twitter.
And if she got 10 right Instagram now. Invitations to our party, she was going to come.
Yes.
Okay. How many did you get?
It was a lot of people. Thank you, guys. You guys are the best. You have the best listeners in the world. No wonder why you're doing the party for them. Yeah. It was like so many comments that, you know, I was a little bit distracted during my show trying to reply everyone. I didn't want to be mean. And then a lot of people start following. So thank you also for calling to my attention that you guys were not able to slide on my DM because it was blocked somehow. So I unblock it.
You unblock your DM.
And so they were able to not slide.
So people are now sliding in?
No, because I don't want them to slide like you mentioned. You know, like
just being friendly. Just to go into,
go into the DM.
But they were so nice and they start like inviting me for the party on Friday. So I'm going to be here at 6 p.m.
How about that? Melissa Blanco's coming to the party.
That's right.
Yes, okay. Thank you.
How long are you staying? 6:30? 6:15?
Like no, she's going to have 6:05.
No, I'm kidding. No, I'm going to stay for a little longer. Yes.
Okay, there's going to be free beer and tequila.
You said there's going to be shots.
Shots.
You're trying to make her take shots yesterday.
We'll do shots.
I'm not really a drinker, but I would try.
Well, good. No, that's better that you're not a drinker.
I'm in a challenge
of
running.
Why is that better?
It's just better.
Why is that better, Del said?
Because he's going to drink my shots.
Okay, you're going to drink
her. I'm in a... personal challenge of like trying to run for like 15 days in a row. So if I drink tomorrow, it's gonna kill my.
Oh, you're
you know?
Running.
Yes,
that's boring.
Do you
like to run?
It's so out of my comfort zone. So I'm just trying to challenge myself. Like I love to work out, but running is like I hate it.
Yeah,
that I'm trying.
No. Well, good for you. Yeah, don't worry. I've run plenty hungover. You can do it. You can do it. Anytime I run, I'm hungover. Because I'm usually just hungover. It doesn't what day it is. That's I'm
now,
hungover.
Did any of our listeners like creep you out at all with their messages?
No, they were super nice.
They were
super
nice.
Respectful.
Yeah.
Yes.
Good.
Not only English speakers, but a lot of like Latin people also that listen to you guys. So I was kind of surprised.
Oh, nice.
I'm trying to steal those listeners too. No, I'm kidding.
Speak Spanish to her on the show. Like, I want to see if you can do like the rest of the segment in Spanish.
What? No, I'm not going to speak
Spanish. ¿Por qué no? Habla español.
Bueno, sí.
Ah, pero
habla bien. Ellos no entienden.
¿Ustedes entienden español?
No. Ellos,
sí,
ellos
hay algunos que sí entienden y se sienten orgullosos.
Claro
sí.
No, los tontos, ¿no?
Ay, ¿por qué llamas así? Don't come to the party. He's calling you bad things. Don't be like that. I thought you were nicer.
No, I'm not.
He's not nicer.
Why would you ever think he was nice?
Yeah, who
said if
that?
You do the show in Spanish, I'm going to move over here because that's so me, you know? Like English, I think, is, you know, they say when you speak two languages, you're personalities are different.
Yes.
when you speak in one language than
in
the other.
Oh, that was a thing.
So yeah. I don't know. Yes, they say that because they're different on your brains, different parts of your brain that are working. So your personality changes.
Oh, so are you nicer now, or are you nicer there?
I think I'm nicer in English because I have to be softer. Like yes. I have to double think what I'm saying. You know, like yes.
Yeah. So you're not.
I know you're not.
So you're mean.
You're
over
not
there?
Nice in Spanish.
No, I'm not nice in English or Spanish.
Yeah.
No.
No.
No, either? I'm not nice.
Okay.
I'm just not
but
nice.
Do you feel your personality changes when you speak Spanish?
No,
or?
I'm pretty much a jerk, but in English and Spanish.
Oh.
Yeah.
Pero es lo mismo.
So nothing to do with you. What about you?
No, my Spanish. Yeah, I'm very nice in Spanish and very nice in English. I'm actually a very nice guy.
Yeah.
That's why I just have to fight back against
Melissa,
this.
You don't know him.
No, Melissa, I am. No,
yeah, thank you guys for the invitation. I will be
okay.
here.
Okay.
If you want to keep following, I don't mind.
Yeah,
Meli Blanco PR.
Oh, Meli Blanco PR. Yeah. Meli Blanco PR.
Don't
and
worry.
I see you Friday.
Yep.
They're not going to stop following.
Look, tomorrow night.
See, tomorrow the night. Stations are coming
said,
together, one host at a time.
See? They're not going
to. Okay. A quiz for Lance. What are their numbers?
Power 105.
Point.
We just say power 105.
0.3.
I think a 0.7, right?
0.3.
0.2. It's all
see?
Across the windows
it's
when
right
you walk
there.
In.
And then Chetto. I
know Chetto. And then Melvi,
you
I think. Something
you
like
didn't
that.
Invite Chetto.
Nah.
The curvy one. Did you find out her name?
No, she doesn't
work there anymore.
Oh.
We found that
but
out
we
yesterday.
We can still invite her.
Yeah, why not?
Well, that's true.
What else?
She didn't have to work there.
Yeah, she didn't have to work there. Oh, invite the curvy one.
Yeah.
All right, we got a break. 818 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Time to talk right now about Robin over at Houston Powder Coaters. Love Robin. She's awesome. She is going to make sure that you are get if you've got metal that is and if it's patio furniture. Now, we talk a lot about patio furniture because I think that's the thing that they do most. But any kind of metal, whatever it is that you got boat parts or you got bumpers or any kind of car parts or the wheels of the car, anything that is metal, okay, they can make. And I saw they were doing the mags and they were doing the wheels of some cars. And man, they can make it look really cool. They can make it look really, really cool with hundreds of different colors. There's no limitation to what they can do color wise. So whatever you're looking for, however you want it to look, you want it to look like your favorite team. How cool would that be? Your car looks like your favorite team. Blue and orange or maroon or burnt orange, whatever it is that your whatever your favorite team is. You could do that with your patio furniture. You could do that with anything. So, look, if you're looking to powder coat something, you want to keep it. You want to keep it nice. Robin is the way to go. Free pickup and delivery. It's the best. HoustonPowderCoaters.com. HoustonPowderCoaters.com. Tell Robin you heard it right here.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance.
On ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Oh, wow. Just invited somebody to the listener party.
They said no.
Lord, no. No, you can't. Actually, he texted back and said, I can't. We got a celebration of life thing going on out of town. So otherwise, he would come. So with the party's tomorrow night. It's going to be fun.
My wife is coming.
She is?
Yeah, I was like, why are you coming this year?
Well, she, that's great.
Yeah. She's like, what do you think I should wear? I'm like, it's casual.
Yeah, there's no standard.
What are you going to wear, Del?
Are you wearing a jacket?
Del?
A jacket? I haven't really thought about it. Whatever.
Well, call me with what you're going to wear.
No,
don't
why?
Don't wear a tuxedo.
I'm not going to wear a tuxedo. Why? Why do I need to call you?
I want to see what you're going to wear so I don't wear the same thing.
Do you think we a similar style at all?
Yeah, yeah. I don't want y'all to
wear
the same thing.
Nah, you got a fresh cut, so.
I don't know what, there's not a standard of dress, right? Just make sure you're clothed, I think is really the standard, right?
Yeah, yeah.
You've got clothes on, pretty much. Yeah,
just wear clothes.
Yeah, don't come naked. That's pretty all we're really looking clothes. For. And maybe keep the flip-flops out of the building.
People can wear flip-flops if that's their style.
At night? Flip-flops at night?
Yeah.
In a building?
As a matter of fact, now I'm wearing my flip-flops.
Go ahead. I'm not going to look at your feet.
No, you're not wearing flip-flops.
Yeah. Yeah, now I'm going to do it.
Look, I'm not going to be looking down unless it's to avert my eyes from people so they don't think I want to talk to them.
Hugs? Are there hugs in
no
store
hugs.
For you?
No. This is not a place for you just to get your jokes off at my expense. No.
Hugs. I think that's...
Don't hug me.
Do not hug.
Hang out. Have a good time. There are going to be a lot of things going on, mainly food and drinks. And just enjoy being around everybody. But don't hug me.
Let me see how many out of the top 10 top-selling jerseys you can get.
Caitlin Clark won.
In the NFL.
Oh, okay. Do they have a Caitlin Clark NFL jersey
They
yet?
Don't
know. Not everything
That's
revolves.
Frank Clark, and you don't want one of those.
Yeah, they're completely different types of people.
Yes.
Not an ally to the women.
No.
Top 10 NFL jerseys.
You get three errors.
And it's from March to May.
From March to May, probably Caleb Williams would be one.
Caleb Williams is not one.
The first pick of the draft is not one of the top.
Now, I don't know. Where did you get the March to May
That's
thing?
What I saw.
Oh, I see it, too. Yeah. I see it, too. Yeah, March to May.
Oh, March to May. So, no, it couldn't be Caleb because
he was drafted.
It wasn't until the end of April where you would have even found out. All right. Let's see. Who are fan bases that would have? I don't think they care about age. I don't think they care about Jalen Hurts enough to make him one. So, I'm not going to say Jalen.
I would, though.
Is he in there?
He's number six.
Jalen Hurts is top 10? Yeah. Okay. Jalen Hurts and then... Burrow's not. He's always hurt, so you can't wear his jersey.
Well, he's fifth.
Okay.
Those are two wrong answers already.
Right. You going to tell me, all right, there's no way Kirk Cousins is in there.
No, Kirk Cousins is not in there.
Okay. Josh, are Josh Allen?
Josh Allen's not in there.
Lamar Jackson will
be. So far you have zero.
No, you said I got
two. Well, you said they're not in there.
Oh,
yeah,
well.
You're wrong.
Yeah, you were
wrong. Oh, yeah, I guess technically that's
no, it's not technically.
Not right.
It's just
okay,
not right.
So Josh Allen will be. I mean, Lamar Jackson will be in there.
Lamar Jackson is not in there.
Wow.
Because so
they've
you're
already
over.
Bought.
You're missing number one, who is so obvious.
That's
not CJ.
CJ is number one.
I guess because the come up. So, yeah. Because there's already been a ton of Lamar Jackson jerseys sold.
Yeah.
And Josh Allen. CJ's the come up. Yeah. Okay, that makes sense. That's number one. Are they all quarterbacks?
No. Nope.
Number two, what about
the
Barkley,
most, the
Barkley
best player
running back
in the league.
Jersey?
Go, you're really, really struggling on this. The best player in the league.
According Justin to the players, Jackson? It's Tyreek Hill.
Patrick Mahomes is number two.
Oh, he's not the best in the league.
He's by far the best
Justin
player
Jefferson's
in the league.
Way better. Have
not
you seen what he's done with
the
Sam
players.
Darnold?
The players didn't vote Patrick Mahomes number one.
No, they're dumb because Patrick
Mahomes
is by far.
Sam Darnold. Do you see what Justin Jefferson did with Sam Darnold?
Yeah.
That's your player of the that's your best player in football.
Well, he put it right on
it's
the
Justin Jefferson.
I mean, he couldn't have thrown a better ball.
Who got open?
Aiden Hutchinson is third.
Come up.
Amon-Ra St. Brown is fourth.
Detroit fans showing up.
Joe Burrow, Jalen Hurts, Saquon is seventh. Jahmyr Gibbs, Micah Parsons, Brock Purdy.
Good Lord, the Lions fans are all in this year.
Yeah, they are.
I saw the new odds that come out for MVP, Rookie of the Year, Offensive, Defensive Player of the Year, all that stuff. You've got Aiden Hutchinson is a new Defensive Player of the Year. I mean, he had three or four sacks this week against a bad Tampa offensive
Somehow
line.
Somehow they still lost that game.
But he is the and they lost. But he is the Defensive Player of the Year favorite now. Rookie of the Year defensively is a guy that I told y'all to bet on before the season started in the NFL article. Jared Verse, although he has one sack in two games. I'm not sure why he's the favorite. But Dallas Turner's banged up, and he was the favorite. Quarterback, Caleb Williams is now third. Jaden Daniels second, and first is now Marvin Harrison.
Well,
is the favorite.
Well, he's
well, he actually you know, scored a touchdown unlike the quarterback.
Last week, your Heisman favorite was Quinn Ewers. This week, it's back to Cam Ward from Miami is the favorite to win the Heisman right now. But that these things are bouncing around the changing.
If Cam Ward, what do we know about Cam after those games?
He just puts up numbers, and he's been really good. He sees UCF. USF on Saturday. So
where's his losses coming?
Playing a decent team.
Yeah, but where's his losses
coming? What are we going to do about it?
He's going to have stats.
Schedule. What do you want?
What do you mean? You make your own schedule.
Yeah, they schedule Florida, and it turns out Florida sucks. What do you want?
Well, that's not a real team.
What?
He's going to win the Heisman if he keeps winning, though.
No, yeah.
His stats are going to be good, too.
You know, the biggest accomplishment in Cam Ward's career is even being a favorite with Mario Cristobal as his coach. I don't care if he wins it. Like, this accomplishment right now, going into week 4.
The biggest accomplishment of his life.
I don't care about all those touchdowns you throw at Washington State or Incarnate Ward. The fact that through 4 weeks or 3 weeks through a season, you could be the number one favorite when Mario Cristobal is your coach, shout out to Cam Ward.
Yeah. For a quarterback?
Yeah
that's a good point.
Shout out to Vanderford Air.
Vanderford Air should get a shout out because I got a message from somebody on Twitter the other day that talked about they came out. He had them come out for his checkup. You know, they'll come out and do a checkup for your systems. And even if you're not really having any issues, they come out. He goes, I had a checkup. I did that because I like to make sure I stay preemptive and don't have any issues. And he said, man, they came out there. My emergency drain pan was all gunked up. They took care of that. There were problems inside the unit that they had to, just things that were unscrewed, problems like that that they went and took care of. They did little things to make sure that they didn't become big things. There was an issue. He had the same thing that I had where some lines had been almost cut through because of a yard guy's weed whacker. The weed eater actually almost cut through some lines that were on the outside that have been taped up. These are things that could have turned into major issues. And just what Vanderford Air does with their basic checkups, they were able to find these issues and correct them before they became major problems. Vanderford Air is a company who is going to take care of your air conditioning needs. Whether it's a brand new unit or just something that needs to be fixed, Vanderford Air has got you covered. They can do it same day service within 24 hours. They are out there at your property making sure that you are taken care of and you are cooled down. You want efficiency. You want a cool home. You want Vanderford Air. 281-557-COOL. That's 281-557-COOL.
We're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance.
On ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-377. No, zero. I mean, nobody wants to talk about the Texans and the injuries right now. Is this not a problem with us?
So, Lance,
is Juice Scruggs and Patterson not practicing yesterday not a problem?
So I wanted to ask Lance this because he said if they go in, this is a proof of concept and they could win 13. If they lose, it could be 10. So you're not taking injuries into account. What if they're down a starting center, down two running backs, and you're leaning on a guy you just benched in your previous game to be your bell cow in the run game? Are you still using this as a game that means a lot? If they're just hampered by injury?
Yeah, who's going to be out?
You're probably not going to have both your top two running backs. Cam Akers, who you benched, is going to start likely.
I don't care. Cam Akers is good enough to win this game.
Yeah, Cam Akers. I agree with that. Cam Akers and Ogunbowale is not.
Yeah, I don't think that's a huge drop down, to be honest.
From Joe Mixon?
Yeah.
I mean, Joe had that great game against the Colts, but we may have to. I'm still in a holding pattern now, like, it was good. I watched him run. He looked really good. But, man, did the Colts look terrible last week against the run again.
So the center issue isn't a concern of yours?
To me, that's not enough. Is your best cornerback still on the field? Yes. Are your three wide receivers still on the field? Do you have starting tackles? Is CJ there? None of this. Are your best pass rushers there? None of that bothers me. You should still win this game. I don't care. One of the centers will be available to you.
Do we know that?
Yeah, we know that.
No, we don't.
I can tell.
By what?
Just
how?
History, the way history repeats itself.
Okay.
Centers usually.
It's unlikely that
very few teams lose two centers. Actually, it happens more than you think.
Yeah, so why are you so sure?
I just feel sure.
Okay.
I just feel quite certain, actually.
Nico's going to be full go?
Well, I don't feel quite certain that they'll win. I feel quite certain that this should not be a factor in the game. I really don't. And I think if you win, it's one of these games. It's a good test game. You know, you're better than the Minnesota Vikings, but they're playing good football right now.
They just beat the
49ers. They just came off the 49ers, which they run a similar, you know, same family tree of play calling. So it'll be a good test. So if you go in there and beat them, I think that's a sign that you're headed for a 13-win season.
Okay,
you're headed for a really good season. If you don't, then maybe it's a sign that the schedule will catch up with you more than, you know,
we're hoping. Listen, the Vikings were not going to be on the schedule first. That's not a first place schedule team. That's you're playing that division team.
No, that's what I mean.
Yeah.
Like if you don't beat them here in this spot, 10-7 is probably your record. If you do beat them, I would say this is a team that can go in and win games they're supposed to win, which would make them maybe a 13-1 team.
I think this particular defense and the play caller is going to test the Texans' issues as far as their ability to pick up games. We saw some of that be a factor against Chicago where guys were being turned free, and we saw CJ do what he had to do to make plays happen. Brian Flores is going to put pressure on that offensive line, whoever's playing. That's why I was asking about the injury.
Doing a lot of catch and run stuff with my guys underneath. A lot of shallow crossers. I mean, they'll be playing zone, so it's not like you're going to, you know, you'll just have to hit them in the right spots. But I'm using, to me, this is going to be a big game for I think, Tank and I think Collins probably goes under the 100 this time, and I think the other two wide receivers have bigger games. A lot of dinking and dunking, and let's just complete, you know, and run the ball too. I'm fine with that too. Let's run the football. Let's make it easy. Let's shorten the game a little bit. Let's get out of there. Let's force Sam Darnold and the offense to sit on the sidelines a little bit. Just I think you can put Sam Darnold in shell shock situations. That it will be interesting to see if he blitzes Sam Darnold. Maybe not as much as he blitzed Caleb Williams because they're not a heavy blitz team. But let's see if D'Amico says, you know what? Let's see if Sam Darnold's got some PTSD from all those years in the league being chased around. Let's heat him up and see if he doesn't lose his confidence. I think it's a pretty good strategy maybe to show Sam, you know, get after him early and then show him pressure and back out late.
But it's funny. That wasn't very D'Amico-like, all those blitzes. I mean,
break tendency.
Yeah. But a young quarterback, you could see him doing that with. Sam Darnold isn't a young quarterback.
No, he's not, but he has been a quarterback who's seen ghosts in the past because the pressure's been so strong on him.
Yeah.
Can he now?
He didn't have Justin Jefferson, Jordan Addison. You know, I mean, it's a little different now.
Even Kevin
O'Connell. It's a lot different.
He didn't even have Kevin O'Connell.
O'Connell's a play caller. Yeah.
Kevin O'Connell's good.
Yeah, Sam Darnold wasn't a slappy coming out of college. And
no, sometimes, Sam Darnold was awesome.
You know, maybe
out of
Sam
college.
Darnold it becomes an average NFL quarterback. Maybe this is his opportunity to show that. Maybe Sam Darnold is an option for a team. There's certain quarterbacks who are not talented enough to overcome their situations. They just, I would argue most aren't.
No.
I would argue that we are overpaying for average quarterbacks at a rate that is astonishing by NFL standards. Astonishing how much money some of these guys make who can't overcome anything. They're just guys unless they have the right system and the right. I mean, right now, Derek Carr has a Kubiak calling plays for him. All of a sudden, he's really good after 10 years in the league. Now you have Sam Darnold. He's got Kevin O'Connell. By the way, same family tree of play calling, basically, and it's working. Oh, you don't say. Brock Purdy, seventh rounder, same family tree. You don't say. Offensive rookie of the year, C.J. Stroud, same family tree of play calling. You don't. Oh, really? Mm-hmm. Is that right? Matt Stafford, when he won his Super Bowl, Sean McVay, that family tree, same family tree. There's Jordan Love, just got paid tons of money and had made this huge jump. That's the same family tree of play calling. So, I mean, it's not. This isn't hard to me. These quarterbacks are as dependent upon coaching as they've ever been now, as they've ever been, because they don't learn to quarterback in college. You basically have a ton of one-on-ones, and all you do is you get to throw it up. This is what my buddy Rex Hogan from the Jets, used to be at the Jets, he said, I've been going back and looking at, like, why did we miss on Sam Darnold? Not Sam Darnold, Zach Wilson. He said, he's out of football right now, but he'll get back. And he said, I just want to go see why we as an organization missed on Zach Wilson. It's not like they thought he was better than Trevor Lawrence at the time. But he said, I want to go back and find out. So he's looking for clues. And He's looking for little hints. And I said, for me, Rexy, it was just about watching him play. And he, when he played against better competition the year before, he wasn't. It was very average. Then when he played against lesser competition as last year, I said it was way better. But you watch the games, like against U of H, he would just throw the ball up. He was just throwing it up because he had one-on-ones and he had bigger receivers. And his bigger receivers made catches over smaller cornerbacks that Houston had. And to me, that's not NFL football. You just throw it up a bunch of one-on-ones. Not at all. As a matter of fact, if you're a quarterback in college who's living on that one-on-one throw, like, man, did you see this throw? I don't know how many times during a draft I see people talk about, watch this throw. Oh, you mean a one-on-one throw that your wide receiver's better than the cornerback they're playing? Well, what are you going to have? What's going to happen when you get a double high safety look and you've got to actually be a quarterback and throw in windows and things like that's NFL quarterbacking, not throwing it one-on-one deep sideline where there's no safety even involved over the top. That's like 7-on-7s. That's not real quarterbacking. And so you better have a good, nowadays more than ever maybe, you better have a great scheme, a good play caller, and you got to put a lot of help around these quarterbacks.
Yep.
A lot of help. Look at Tua. Tua's hapless as a quarterback. And until you gave him good, until you, look at him, he was floundering. Miami wanted him out. The fans hated him. All of a sudden, none of that is true.
And John's doing something that probably he shouldn't do. None of that floundering, hating thing from the fans is true. You made all that up.
No. He was floundering the first few years.
Until
you got Tyreek Hill.
They won 10 games in his second year.
Not because of Tua.
No.
How come Brian Flores never won any games without him? His record without him stunk.
Tua stats.
How about Brian Flores?
Oh, terrific, Dell. 27 touchdowns, 15 interceptions. It's actually better than I was expecting.
All right, then.
1,800 passing yards. Woo!
He didn't start. What a quarterback. George Godsey was
2,600 passing yards.
He didn't start all the
this
games.
This guy was a baller.
He didn't start all the games, and you know, hey, Chad Osei, George Godsey calling plays. That's comforting.
Look at
everyone.
Him this year. Two touchdowns,
how unappreciative is Brian Flores? Okay,
I know.
That's all he did for you is win.
Well, and try to ruin a quarterback. He did that too.
Yeah, 8:45.
Him and Bill O'Brien. All they did was win divisions.
Brian Flores never won the division,
but almost got in the playoffs.
He gave up 56 games. He gave up 56 points in a win in your end games.
Hey, do we not give Bill O'Brien enough credit? I said something about Bill O'Brien, terrible GM. Good coach.
Oh, he's a good coach.
I said, terrible GM, good coach when they were winning this weekend. Yeah. And somebody goes, whoa, not good coach.
Yeah, he's a good
coach. He was a 9-win coach and all this stuff. But I feel like Bill O'Brien is a good coach.
He is a good coach. No, we got to do that on the other side, though. Right now, I got to talk about Chastain Ford. I talked to Tony over there yesterday, as a matter of fact. We're heading over there. We're going to find the perfect truck for my son after he was just sitting at a light and he got hit and totaled his car. And here comes Chastain Ford to the rescue. He's getting his check from the insurance company, and he's going to put it all into a new truck. And he's like, okay, where do you have to be? How much do you want to spend? This is the important thing, not, you know what? He's going to find the perfect vehicle. He's already got some pre-owned that we're looking at. We're going to look at a new truck as well. But everything cannot be a better process. It just can't. You're looking for the best way to get into that car or truck. People who care about you, they care about how much you're spending on this vehicle. They care about getting you the best vehicle that they possibly can with the best service they can possibly get you. And, oh, by the way, every truck or car that they sell, every single vehicle that they sell at Chastain Ford this month, they're sending $100 to Texas Children's Hospital for cancer research. They can't be nicer people. They can't be better people. And that's who you want to deal with when you're buying a car, not somebody who's trying to just make as much money as they possibly can. No add-ons, no markups. You're going to get the best deal at ChastainFord.com on 610 at Homestead, not Hempstead, just 5 minutes from downtown Chastain Ford.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, 850 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. John Chill going to join us on the other side right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. So listen up, and he's got some winners for you. He's got some trends for you. Trend is the trend is your friend. Okay, that's a kind of a big deal. what the trend is doing with the betting. So make sure that you study that as well every week. And then you're going to, and actually you're going to find some winners if you go against what everybody's betting on. That's basically the deal. Basically the deal is bet against what everybody else is.
Can I just tell you something I just saw because I have ADD and I just saw it, so you have to know it now. Jimmy Walker is only 7 years younger than John Amos. JJ was only 7 years younger than James Evans.
Yeah.
In good times, in real life. Did he strike you as that on the show? James Evans always looked older.
Young. He didn't. Yeah. No, I think James Evans always looked older than he is. And I didn't think that JJ looked that young. Yeah.
I guess not. But he was only 7 years younger than James Evans. Wow. Maybe it's just more James Evans.
Apparently.
AKA John Amos looked a lot older. Because he was like 20 years younger than his wife, Florida Evans. Damn.
So, he wasn't happy that they were doing all the dynamite stuff.
Shucking and jiving with JJ. He's like, I've got one son who wanted to be a Supreme Court justice. The other one, she wanted to be a brain surgeon or a doctor or surgeon. And then we got a guy with a chicken hat on saying dynamite every third page. And they wanted to be, he was the big one they wanted to promote. I got my other children were, you know, I thought we could have gotten a little more mileage out of my other children. Hey, dynamite sold t-shirts.
No, that's right. That's exactly. No, that was the catchphrase of the show.
Yeah.
Like, kiss my grits.
Yeah.
Right?
Catchphrases were big.
They were
like,
huge.
We don't have, like, keep those
where's
head rolls.
The beef?
Where's, yeah, catchphrases were huge back then, Dell. You had, yeah, kiss
Dale
my
don't
grits.
Know nothing about catchphrases.
You had.
What you talking about, Willis?
What you talking about, Willis?
Yeah.
Was one. It was huge. You had to have a catchphrase.
Yeah.
A catchphrase. Gilbert had used to have one called Keep Those Egg Rolls Frying.
Yep.
And that's when he was never bigger than Keep Those Egg Rolls Frying.
Oh, Lance.
That's yours.
That's yours.
For Lance.
I don't do.
No, no, no. He used to do that to you. Oh, Lance.
When? I don't remember that being a thing.
You don't. Tell.
It was. I mean, it wasn't mine.
John's catchphrase
is you don't say it about you.
John's catchphrase is, you don't know.
You don't know.
That's true.
That is true.
And mine is, I'm a numbers guy.
Yeah. I'm all about hope, though.
Hope.
Or something. I don't know why I got that one.
Hope?
Yeah, I don't know.
Solo?
That's why I got that poster.
Oh.
Because I was all about hope.
Hmm.
Should just say dread.
No. Yeah, the listener party tomorrow night. Melissa's coming. All you pervs out there.
Well, you don't need to be pervs.
Jeez.
Well,
if you guys weren't pervs in her mentions, which she apparently you weren't, she says you guys are very nice. Just be nice.
Yeah, but you know what? Sometimes you can act nice, but you're really still pervin.
Shh, but keep it to yourself.
Yeah, keep it to yourself.
Keep that locked
please.
Up tomorrow night.
Well, try not to, you know. I mean, are we going to put Melissa with Sam and Abigail and the three of them together going to hang out?
I mean, I don't know if they're going to be all in the same group, but they will be there.
They will all be there.
Yeah.
But
we're not going
to. Keep your perviness to a minimum. Okay? Yeah.
Just be a normal person.
Yeah.
Yeah, just be a normal person. It shouldn't be keep your perviness to a minimum. Just be a regular person.
Yeah.
Who doesn't get arrested for, you know, stalking and things like that.
Yeah, that stuff. Yeah, try to be a decent human being for a change.
Lance wants to talk to all of you guys. So, Hank, Lance is going to welcome all of you. Talk to Lance as much as you like.
Yeah.
Be there 6 to 6:30, so you guys got to get in early.
You don't get a 30-minute interval.
6 to 6:30?
Yeah, I'm eating some Philly flats.
Your wife's coming. She wants to hang out. She wants to drink some beer with us.
She doesn't drink beer.
Well, she will tomorrow night. That's what we got going on. What else we have to have?
Vodka, Space City vodka.
Space City vodka.
No, she may bring her own mix.
Now, here we go.
But regardless of that, we're coming. We're getting Philly flats.
And we're going to end up at Lachance after.
Guys? No. No. Negative.
Yeah. We're going to end up at Lachance.
She's training for the London Marathon. She thinks she's going to get a spot in for charity. So I got to help her raise money to get into the London Marathon. But she wants to run them before the knees are just too bad an issue. Because the only reason she's able to run is QC Kinetics. It's the only reason she can. But when you have bone on bone, QC Kinetics helped out with what they did. It's not a commercial for them. I'm just saying they really did a great job. But she's like, I got to get London in, and then she's got to decide about Tokyo because there's a big six. So if you get all six of them in, it's New York, Chicago, right? Boston. It's not Houston. Where's the other one? Berlin, Tokyo, and London. Those are the six. And you get a special medal if you do all six of them. So she wants to do all six of them.
But you said she might.
Until like a decade ago.
Like a church medal or?
A church medal?
What do you, I mean,
what
yeah.
is a church medal?
You know, you get medals from church.
You
get medals from,
yeah.
I never got a medal
Catholic
from church.
Catholic church has medals.
Oh, okay. Catholic
no,
church.
It's more like a medal of valor. It's okay. More like a Purple Heart.
A purple.
She gonna wear it around? She can she bring it into the,
oh,
the
she's
listener
got her,
party?
Oh no, she's got her.
It's a purple heart.
Oh no, no, no! She went out after the New York Marathon, got all liquored up, and was trying to use her. She's like, yeah, I ran a marathon. She got her marathon
placard
on. And
on?
We went to.
She wore
no,
her placard her out.
Placard? No, her.
If
medal.
You finish one, they give you.
She's
a
got
medal.
Her finisher yeah. medal on, and she's getting liquored up. And we're at this place called Tell No One, I think it's called. And it's in New York, and it's in a hot dog place. But behind this, there's literally a phone booth there. And you go through the phone booth, and you can get into a speakeasy. And she starts, and we're having to wait a long time. And there's this super sassy doorman who you try to get in. Like, we put our name on the list, and you just wait. You just have to wait. It is what it is. And she didn't want to wait anymore. So she went over with her medal. And she told the guy, and we saw this happening, like, this is it. We're not, we're done. And she told the guy, and she's like, we saw her talking. And she shows her medal. Like, that's the first time somebody's been from the New York Marathon in New York.
Right.
And he just said, you know what? Girl, I am so proud of you. Here's what you should do, sis. You should take your medal, and you should go party on the town. You should go find someplace right now, as a matter of fact, that you can go. And like, we're out. Okay. So we're off the list now.
Nice.
So thanks, good job. I didn't do anything. Shut up, Nicole. We are celebrating you, but you can't be running around with your medal acting like you're gonna acting like you can just get by a sassy doorman. His zest was not feeling that at all. So we basically got iced.
Is this true? Take that, take that, take that. P. Diddy's catchphrase?
Yes, it is true.
It is true.
Yes, songs, it's true.
Yes.
Take that.
Yes.
That was his? Okay.
That was actually his.
That was P. Diddy's? What's the context of take that?
It was just something he said in songs.
Just something. I'm sure there's no context.
Okay. 857.
We are truly finding out. Did you hear any of the charges against him?
It's ugly.
Like, P. Diddy is one of the worst people I've seen. I mean, obviously there's serial killers and there's horrible, horrible people. But he's in that next tier of really bad people.
Yeah. Yeah, no. We're
sounded like some of them where he was forcing, his coercion involved guns and making people perform sex acts for him and other people. Like, it was really bad. Ugh. Like, things that Liam Neeson would go after and slaughter him for if he did it to his
his daughter.
Yes.
John Chill next on the other side right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, my bookie. Listen, you're going to hear John Chill talking about all kinds of odds. You're going to hear him talking about trends. You're going to hear him talking about all kinds of stuff. And you're going to hear him. He's going to give you some picks that he really, really likes. And that's kind of a big deal. But here's the deal. I'll tell you where you can bet him. MyBookie.ag from the computer. Now, you can go to DraftKings and Lake Charles, and I highly recommend that as well. But MyBookie is right there on your laptop in your living room where you can bet, win, and get paid. Where you can double your deposit, okay? If you make a deposit right now, and my bookie will say, you know what? I'm going to give you double to play with. Now, you have to play and to be able to qualify for that stuff. And no, you can't just take, you doubled my money? I'm just going to take it out. That's not how it works. So here's the deal. What's today? Thursday? Oh, free bet today. Well, who gives you a free bet? You bet on the game. And if you win, you get paid. If you lose, it's okay. Don't worry about it. That's unbelievable. And, oh, by the way, they've also got a thing called now MyBookie Plus, where the more you play, you advance in tiers and whatnot, and you, all kinds of great giveaways and all kinds of other stuff. You're looking for the best way to play, win, and get paid. Anything, anytime, anywhere. MyBookie.ag, but you got to put in promo code BET975.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're grinding out bicep curls, or muscling the couch across the living room, crushing morning miles, or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, Smoothie King has fuel to help you maximize your workouts, own your recovery, and elevate your game. Give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs with a lineup of delicious smoothies made to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.